Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No, it is not Rob Parker, as you heard earlier. It is Bucky Brooks, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, even without Rob Parker, is the way sports talk radio should be. So let me welcome in my guest. Today's co-host with me is Bucky Brooks, as you heard, five-year NFL veteran. Has worked in front offices, scouting, and so on and so forth. Now with the NFL Network and here at Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. And I had to bring Bucky on when Rob was gone. I think Rob is scared of Bucky. So I had to bring Bucky on. I think you scared Rob, Bucky. Like,
my guy Rob, you know what? Like, He won't bring me back on. Since we had the Matthew Stafford take, we talk about Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's so many different things that he refuses to bring me on because I was right about.
yes. But I am glad to have you here, man. We're going to have a great conversation today for the next 3 hours. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And you won't be disappointed. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G, who filled in last night, did an admirable job yesterday. He's on the production, of course. We have got Mark Ramsey on the ones and the twos. And Elijah Sabunya on social media. And, of course, the loquacious Brian Finley on the update. So, with that said, let's get this thing rolling, Bucky. And look, the Buffalo Bills, who are, I think, third ranked in many of the odds as far as winning the Super Bowl. They're in the top five in almost all of them. Mm-hmm. But they cannot seem to get out of their own way. You know, and to be honest, Stephon Diggs has a lot to do with it, at least since the offseason. or really since that last playoff game when they lost to Cincinnati, when he went off on Josh Allen on the sidelines, was upset with the situation, and really kind of kept the franchise at odds length through the offseason, gets back to training camp or mini camp, and some issues there. And supposedly they ironed them all out. And now, of course, Stephen A. Smith, friend of the show, he comes out yesterday and says that sources have told him, or a source, or he's had sources, I think, that Stephon Diggs wants out of Buffalo. Stephon responds with the tweet, 100% not true. I don't know who the source is, but I thought I'd nip this stuff, if you will, in the bud already. So, Bucky, I've got a take on the Bills that I want to share. But first, I want to hear from you. Do you think the vibes just seem off? Stephon saying the right things, Josh Allen saying the right things. But they just seem a tad bit off and distracted for non-football reasons. And we saw, I know it's preseason, but Pittsburgh manhandled them in the first half when the Bills were playing their starters. And so do you think that right now it is not looking good for the Buffalo Bills, or you think this is not a big deal and they're going to be just as good as most people think so?
No, I mean, I think this is a big deal. And look, the preseason doesn't count, but it certainly does matter, meaning that the way your team looks in the preseason can foreshadow how your team is going to look at the beginning of the regular season. Doesn't mean that it can't change over time. But look, here's where you are. If you put bad stuff on tape, that stuff is part of a habit. Like, your habits are not correct. And the thing about the Buffalo Bills is they've kind of been in this conversation as a title contender for the last 3 or 4 years. And your window typically to chase a title, to win a title, is about 3 or 4 years. And so they haven't been able to get it done because of the Kansas City Chiefs or because of their own failures. They just have not been able to get to the promised land. What you now have is a team that is a little older, a team that has changed, because you have to remember, Stephon Diggs is the only guy there. Cole Beasley's no longer there. They've had some other wide receivers that have kind of come and gone over time. Leslie Frazier is no longer the defensive coordinator. Some of their veterans have moved on. Terrell Edmonds signed a big deal. And so this is a different team, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a better team. And so, yeah, like, they are a team that is still trying to find their identity because it changes year to year. But I am concerned because the Pittsburgh Steelers moving them around, knocking them around, kind of beating them up in the fashion in which they did, yeah, that's problematic. And if you're the Buffalo Bills and you're looking at the AFC, the AFC is loaded, not only with quarterbacks, but with top teams. And so they have to get their stuff together. Good thing for them, they still have 2.5-3 weeks to get ready before that regular season opener. But, yeah, they have some work to do.
My thought on Buffalo is this, because you're right. I mean, they have lost some talent. There's no question. But I still think when I look up and down that roster, the offensive line isn't great, but it hasn't been great. But, obviously, Josh Allen is what he is. I think Diggs is great. Gabe Davis is, you know, he's good. They added, you know, the rookie tight end, Dalton Kincaid, to go behind Dawson Knox. So I think maybe we'll see some more, you know, two tight end sets from them. But I think in defensively, obviously, they've been in the top two, actually, in terms of points allowed for 3 of the last 4 years. And Von Miller hopefully will be back. So I think they've still got the talent to contend. But, Bucky, this is my issue with the Bills. I feel like, and Sean McDermott has done a there's no question he did a great job when he took over that team, because they had not been in the playoffs in a while, or at least not consistently, and he has turned them into a perennial contender, a perennial playoff team. But I feel like you can get to the playoffs, maybe win regular season games on talent. Obviously, there's some good coaching going on too. But I feel like to get over the hump and win the Super Bowl, or even reach the Super Bowl, you have to have great leadership and a great culture. And that's what I think they lack in Buffalo. I think Josh Allen is tremendous, but I can't say honestly that I think he's a great leader. It seems like he's just a talented player who can run and throw, But I don't see great leadership. Sean McDermott, the way he handled this Stephon Diggs thing was like he threw gasoline on a fire. It might have been a little match. It wasn't even that big a deal. Had he handled it properly, it might not have become a big deal, at least publicly, that it did, but he didn't handle it right. And I feel like from McDermott and Allen, you can throw, if you want to throw Ken Dorsey in now, that you know, I feel like they don't have great leadership, and their lack of that is what could end up costing them.
Yeah, their lack of leadership is a problem. Now, I'll say this. I was a member of the Buffalo Bills in 94, right coming off the heels of this team going to four straight Super Bowls. Back then, they used to call them the Bickering Bills because there was always some kind of drama that was going on within the team. Yet, they were resilient enough to be able to deal with that and continue to go to Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. So it's not unprecedented for this team to have some issues, but continue to perform on the field at a high level. And so what Sean McDermott has to do, he has to look at what he has. He has to figure out, what can I do with this team? He has to get all of the parties headed in the right direction. And that doesn't mean that they all have to get along and sing songs together and hold hands and that stuff. But there has to be a level of mutual respect between all of the players. So when they step between the lines, they go get it. Because this team has been so close to being able to get it done. They just haven't gotten over the hump. But we've seen they've given the Bills problems. They've been a team that has played with the top teams in the AFC. They're still in that conversation. It's just a matter, can they have enough chemistry and continuity to get it done when it really matters?
The most alarming thing to me is that the way they looked in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. And they were fortunate to get by Miami playing its third string quarterback. And then, of course, they got manhandled by Cincinnati in elements that, you know, at least because you play in Buffalo, you should be more acclimated to that than your opponent. Look, maybe they were shell-shocked by the DeMar Hamlin situation, which would be understandable. Do you think it was that, or what do you think happened to them in the playoffs? And I get they didn't win it. I'm not saying they had to win it, but they just didn't play well in either of their playoff games. And what do you think was the cause of that? And is that looks like that could be something potentially that could carry over.
Well, I mean, I think last year's a little different, right? That situation and circumstance is trying. To see a teammate nearly pass away on the field, it had to leave scars. It had to linger. Had it hang over the head of the team going forward. I mean, I don't know how many teams have had to deal with that. We see how some teams react when you have players suffer spinal injuries that could leave them paralyzed temporarily or long-term on the field. And so I can only imagine when you're dealing with a situation as serious as DeMar Hamlin, the effects that it had. Because the one thing as players, you view yourself as a warrior. There's a level of invincibility that you cloak around yourself when you walk on the field. And so when you see someone have a near-death experience like DeMar, man, that can change everything about your physicality, your aggressiveness, what you're willing to engage in on the field, because you never thought about that. You've always been fearless and courageous and all of that. And so I'm sure it had some impact. They may not admit to it on the surface, but it had to impact the team. All the attention, all the questions, all the concern, it had to impact them on the daily basis, and that had to come out in the way that they played down the stretch.
Nah, that makes sense. Right? That does make sense. I can understand how that would impact guys. It's like, you know, Rob and I went to the Terrence Crawford Errol Spence fight. Mm-hmm. Now, well, what happened to Errol Spence? Is that something he will ever be able to recover from as far as being as good a fighter as he was before that? Some guys can respond to that and some guys can't. And so that's very well could have happened with the Bills. I hope they can get past it. Obviously, DeMar's there and we wish him nothing but the best. But, yeah, that may have shaken him. And that's an explanation and it's a legitimate one. But obviously, they got to find a way to get past it. All right, it is the Odd Couple Chris Broussard, Bucky Brooks is in for Rob Parker. It is your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. You can tell us, what are your thoughts? Do the Buffalo Bills have a leadership problem, and will they be able to live up to their lofty expectations this season? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to give your thoughts on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. It's a wonderful thing, so bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's Chris Broussard and Bucky Brooks, who's in for Rob Parker. We're taking your calls on the Bills. Are they already doomed? And we haven't even started the season yet. Let's go to Michael in Virginia. Michael, your thoughts.
Hey, Chris. Chris and Tar, fuck you, folks. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. You do such a great job. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Yes, the Buffalo Bills window is getting pretty small. They're not going to struggle like the Rams did last season, but they are heading down that path. And maybe like 2 or 3 years because of the contract with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and other players. But they are heading down that path, and they know that their window's closing. That's why they're getting kind of yancy. And that's my opinion on that. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Good call. I think they will certainly have down years. But I do think the window, doesn't mean they'll walk through it. I think the windows last throughout Josh Allen's prime. They might not walk through it like Aaron Rodgers. The window lasted his entire career in Green Bay, but he never got even back to a Super Bowl after the 1 year, but the window was open.
Yeah, so here's the thing about the window when it comes to Super Bowls. Going all the way back to when I was a scout, we used to talk about it takes 8 to 10 blue chip players to win and really compete for a Super Bowl. And when we talk about 8 to 10 blue chip players, by blue chip player, we're talking about a guy that should be recognized as a top five talent in the league. Top five, top
at his
10.
Position. Okay.
And so when you look at the Bills and just loosely looking at their roster, Josh Allen would qualify, Stephon Diggs would qualify. But outside of those guys,
Von Miller,
Jordan Poirier, Micah Hyde, Von Miller's on the back side of his career. So those guys are fringe blue chip players.
Right.
Compared to like a team like the Cincinnati Bengals, right? When you talk about them, you can bring up Burrow, bring up Chase. You can talk about some of the guys on their defense, Trey Hendrickson, Logan Wilson. Those guys are in the conversation. So right now, they may have taken a step back in their overall talent, which may keep them from being a team that can vibe. Because if you don't have 8 to 10 blue chip players, then your quarterback has to play at an MVP level. Pat Mahomes proved that last year.
Right.
Didn't necessarily have all the players that we were talking about, 8 to 10 blue chippers, but he's special. He's a gold jacket guy.
Right.
And so when you look at a gold jacket guy, yeah, he can elevate that. Josh Allen has played at an MVP level before, but he didn't play at that level last year. And so for them to overcome the things that they have to overcome, he is going to have to play like an MVP and really a gold jacket wearer.
Yeah, and I think it might be too much on him. And you're right. I mean, Mahomes is just special. Mahomes is the best I've ever seen. But Allen, I mean, last year, Bucky, I think he had to do too much. And he's probably forcing stuff, which leads to a lot of the turnovers, because so much is on his shoulders. All right, let's go to Albert in Honolulu. Albert, welcome to the Odd Couple. What you got?
What's going on, fellas? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Yep.
Definitely just wanted to chime in on this as well. I think they definitely missed their window. I actually think last year was their last chance. I would have thought that something like what happened at DeMar Hamlin would have definitely brought them together and possibly allowed them to go a little deeper in the playoffs. But I just don't think Josh Allen is clutch enough. I don't think he's, like Bucky was saying, a gold jacket type of guy. He's a serviceable quarterback, definitely better than most. But I wouldn't say he's necessarily Hall of Fame material. But appreciate you guys taking my call.
Wow. All right. I think Josh Allen could be a Hall of Famer. We'll see. But I think he can Bucky, to me, and I know this guy did win a Super Bowl and won multiple MVPs. To me, he's like this generation's Brett Favre to a large degree.
Mm.
He's going to be great, but he's also, you know, reckless. And I think that's a comp that I see with him. But, of course, Favre got it done, you know, so much more than Allen did at this point, at least. All right, let's go to Will in Wisconsin. Will, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, Chris?
Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing, Chris? How you doing, Bucky? Thanks for taking the call. And actually, Bucky, man, what you had just commented on about the Josh Allen component of that, man, that is 100% the truth there. I was actually going to call in and say that it's a matter of taking advantage of that playability. But one of the things also that I wanted to bring up, because I remember it coming out in articles during Leslie Frazier's time with the Vikings, that there wasn't like a real good development vein there during his time there. And then we go and, you know, we sort of move the conversation out from there. Now, you know, he's no longer with the Bills. But that is what I would actually say there. When I'm looking at Josh Allen, now I'm not saying that, you know, that he needs to be a pure pocket passer, but when I'm looking at when a quarterback does those off-schedule plays or when he has to run, is that because there's truly nothing there, or is that because his decision-making and you know, and them working on that? Brett Favre actually had, you know, a quarterback's coach, Mike Holmgren, with him, you know, when his time there in Green Bay. And that, I think, helped develop a Brett Favre, who before that, Jerry Glanville, if you have a conversation with Jerry Glanville and ask him where he thinks Brett Favre is going to be a whole completely different conversation than what, you know, we're all seeing. So I think that there's a bit of that in there. I think maybe if they are able to maybe shore up his decision-making, help him see those throws that are there so that he's not running as much and all of that, I think that will lessen some of those mistakes in those interceptions and lessen that Brett Favre comparison. Because I get it, the gunslinger, man, yeah, I'm a Wisconsin native, but that's not necessarily a good thing to be compared to Brett Favre.
Yeah, I mean, and look, Dable, he took his jump under Dable. And now, of course, Dable's in New York. We'll see if he can do that something similar with Daniel Jones. But,
that's a big point. It's a big point that we hadn't talked about, but Brian Daboll really unlocked he cracked the code when it came to Josh Allen. He's the one that had him playing at the MVP level. When you hear some of the conversations that were coming out of the locker room and they were talking about that offense, when Ken Dorsey took over the offense, they put more options within the offense when it came to wide receivers. And so rather than having a clearly defined plan in terms of routes and where a guy is going to be, it was more subject to, well, if they do this, he's going to do that. Well, now it takes everybody to be on the same page. And so the quarterback is trying to figure out what everyone is doing. And so that indecisiveness leads to hesitation. Hesitation leads to late throws and errant throws and turnovers. And so they've talked about simplifying and maybe cleaning up some of that stuff so they can just play fast, taking some of the options away and just allowing them to kind of keep it simple so you can just stay in attack mode. And we'll see if that'll help, but you have a lot of different factors that are preventing the Buffalo Bills from realizing the potential that many of us have seen in them the last couple of years.
And that also, what you're talking about with the reads and guys maybe not being on the same page because of it, that probably is playing a part in the whole thing with Stephon Diggs. Yeah. That makes all the sense in the world, right? And so, all right, we'll get more into the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones both running their mouth, and they're talking about the grand prize. That's next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Bucky, Jerry Jones has spoke. Rob G, do we have sound? I don't know if we have sound. We don't have sound, right? That's right. He was talking to Peter King about, obviously, this upcoming season, and he said that he feels like the Cowboys have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than they have in years. He said they have the team and they have the quarterback to do so. And Dak, of course, has said himself in recent days, he told Peter King that in Dallas is always Super Bowl or bust, period, the end. And Bucky, I know it's been nearly 30 years since they won the Super Bowl or even got to one, or even an NFC championship game for that matter. But I still am of the belief that it's Super Bowl or bust for the Cowboys. I get that if they, let's say they get to the conference championship game and lose, of course, you know, that was a good season. But when you're the Cowboys, you don't get excited about anything but winning the Super Bowl. I think it's the same thing with the Lakers. You think the Lakers are running around bragging that they got to the conference finals last year? No. They want championships. I think the Yankees in baseball, it's about championships, and I think the Cowboys in the NFL, I think those are our three national teams. Those are like the most prominent national teams in each of the three major sports. And with that territory, I think comes Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, I'm completely with that, because here you're America's team. There's a lot of eyes and like conversation about the Cowboys on the national discourse. Like, we love to talk about the Cowboys because people either love them or hate them and all of those things. You have a quarterback who was polarizing before he got his money. He's even more polarizing now that he has his money, because he was, you know, it took him a while to get into the $40 million club. But when he got into the $40 million club, more expectations came that he was going to be a guy who was the franchise player more so than the game manager. And you look at what he was able to do the first year after he had money. I mean, you talk about he played at a great level then.
Right.
Last year, he had all the interceptions, despite the thumb injury and those things. Like, people don't care. And honestly, when you're an elite or viewed as an elite or paid like an elite quarterback, you're supposed to overcome whatever is around you. And so you go and you look at what this team has done in terms of constructing their roster. There really aren't any excuses. There aren't any glaring weaknesses that we can point to. We have receivers on the outside. When you talk about Brandon Cooks, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, all those guys have gone over 1,000 yards, most of them multiple times in their career. Offensive line has invested in that, just gave Zach Martin some more money to make sure that your all-pro guard is happy. You got rid of Zeke Elliott, but Tony Pollard was a Pro Bowler last season. You know, you look like you got a stud in waiting in Deuce Vaughn. You go to the defense, Michael Parsons, one of the best defensive players in football, if not the best. You know, Trayvon Diggs is an interception magnet. Stephon Gilmore was a former defensive player of the year. I mean, there's not much that you can say that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys need to get over the top. So the pressure is on Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, to figure it out. Because if they can't figure it out this year, you got to have conversations. You got to blow it up, because keep in mind, Dak Prescott is in line for another bite of the apple when it comes to money. And that money, that contract this time, we're talking about in the $50 million range.
Right.
And
right.
So for a team that has not advanced beyond the divisional playoffs, for a quarterback who is 0-3 in divisional round, he got to get it done. And I'm a Dak supporter, but he has to get it done. If not, I don't know how you can justify paying him what you have to pay him on the open market.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like I said last year, Bucky, and I've been up and down with Dak. When he first came in the league, I thought he was a game manager who, with playmaking ability, he could make the big play with his arm or his legs. And a lot of game managers can't do that. So I thought he was that. And then I began thinking, you know what? He's en route to becoming elite. And now I've gotten off that en route to becoming elite train. And I think he's clearly a good quarterback, a top 10-ish quarterback. But, Bucky, I said it last year, and I'll say it this year. If Dak Prescott is who he's supposed to be, if Dak Prescott is who, you know, we kind of have been saying he is, or at least can be, they got to get to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, you really, we'll see. Maybe another team will emerge. But you're really talking about Brock Purdy in San Francisco and Jalen Hurts in Philly. And they, I mean, if you want to argue maybe one or two of those teams have more talent than Cowboys, it's close. Like you said, they all are stacked. And so can Dak, you know, perform at that big level in the big games? He hasn't yet. And so I that's what I think. I think if he's who he's supposed to be, they got to get to the NFC Championship game. There's no excuses. You said.
Look, there's nothing that can be said. I can be the biggest Dak Prescott apologist. I can be his biggest supporter. But the facts are the facts. In the NFC right now, compared to the AFC, there aren't any quarterbacks that you're really competing with that are top five quarterbacks. Outside of Jalen Hurts, that's it. You got Derek Carr, you have Jared Goff, you have Kirk Cousins. I mean, you got Brock Purdy. If you're Dak Prescott and you're getting paid what you're being paid, you should be able to outperform those guys. That's just what the facts are. And so regardless of what you're dealing with, maybe Tony Pollard is going to be the player that he was last year and all that other stuff, it doesn't matter. This year has to be about the Cowboys advancing beyond the divisional round, getting to the championship game. I say they have to go to the Super Bowl. Because if I'm Jerry Jones, the only way I can stroke that check, this team has to be a Super Bowl team. Win or lose it, they have to get there. So I think everyone is on the hot seat. everyone, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, they're on the hot seat to prove that they are the team that many expect. And I'm saying this knowing that he's coming off a season with 12 wins. Doesn't matter. No one cares. It's a bottom line business, and the bottom line for the Cowboys has to be advanced to the Super Bowl.
I hear you. So, hey, look, let's say they get beat in the divisional round again. Certainly I'm looking to move on from Mike McCarthy. But I don't think I'm moving on. And I hear you, and I just stated some stuff about Dak. But where am I getting – I mean, if I get rid of him, I'm really, like, starting over possibly.
Okay, so the only option, if you don't get rid of him, are you willing to pay $55 million for what you're getting for Dak Prescott? Because that's the going rate. Okay, the going rate. When Justin Herbert signed for 52, Joe Burrow is going to come in higher than that.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence is going to come in higher than that. By the time we get around the bend and Dak Prescott is up, we're talking about $55 million annually.
Oh, you know, at least.
I mean, we're talking about 4 years, $200 million, and so what? I mean, Jerry Jones has a lot of money. Well, boy, that's a lot of money invested in your quarterback. If your quarterback can't erase the mistakes of the squad,
I think that part of, and yes, they've won. Like you said, last year they won 12 games. But I just think Dak, I think he's still ultimately a game manager, a high-level one. But I think when they call on him to win the game for them, I get it, he's making that type of money. But I think that's where they run into problems. Mm-hmm. I think they have to – it has to be a great balance between their running game and their passing. I don't think you can just say, like you can say to a Patrick Mahomes – even a Josh Allen, certainly a Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers back, you know, when he's in his, at his best. I don't think you can say to Dak, put us on your back, and he's going to do it and carry you deep. But we'll see, because that's what they're expecting when you make that type of money. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Bucky Brooks is in for Rob Parker. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can help bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com/oddcouple. We're sticking with the NFL, and we're going to look at some bettors over and under picks, and Bucky and I are going to give you our views on these. Rob G. Yes, right.
That's
we're
right.
We're bringing in the Lamar Mitchell money.
Shout out to music, Lamar Mitchell. BetMGM is going to be joining us every Friday during the football season. Again, part of the Odd Couple family. We're still thinking about him. Hope everything's going well with you, Lamar, yes, and the fam. All right, these odds and these bets are all courtesy of BetMGM. The bettors are speaking with their wallets, which teams they think they're going to be good, which teams they think are going to disappoint. You guys mentioned the Buffalo Bills as one team that could be in that run, but let's get right to it. The team that's most bet under by the bettors. Number one, the Raiders over under 6.5. Chris, are you rolling with the bettors?
I mean, obviously that's a tough division if Denver improves. I am going to say, no, I'm not going to roll with them. I'm going to say, oh, I think they can get 7. I'm going to go over.
Bucky?
Look, I'm going to go over. I think the Raiders are much better this year.
That's
so
right.
I'm going to go with the over.
Playoff team, Bucky?
Ooh, playoff stuff, damn. You just can't give tickets to playoffs.
That's a different question altogether. Be
yeah, all right, tickets. I'm with you.
They may
there.
Win 7 games. I can't give them tickets, though.
All right, we move on. The second most bet under team, the Arizona Cardinals, over under 4.5. Bettors are pounding the under. Bucky, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, this is Caleb Williams sweepstakes. Yeah, yeah, this is an under. I don't see 4 wins on their schedule. I can't see it.
How the mighty have fallen. And I'm talking about Kyler Murray. I'm going to say under because, I don't know, they in the NFC West, though. I'm going to say under, but Bucky. So, Kyler Murray's done. I mean, you're saying the so they not going to be able to trade him or – it's going to be hard with that money.
I don't necessarily think he's done, but I think they're going to be in a situation where they may have the number one overall pick, and they're going to have to make a decision. Young, cheap money quarterback that people are talking about like Pat Mahomes, or do you continue to go down that road with Kyler Murray making the money that he's making? Typically, when you're a new general manager, you kind of hit the reset button. So that's why I say it could be a problem.
Make or break year for him, that's for sure. Although at least he got his money, so he was smart.
All right, here we go. The third most bet under team at BetMGM. This is a shocker. The New York Jets, over under 9.5. The bettors are all over the under. Chris, what do you think?
I reserve the right to change my mind on this one because I'm still figuring out, you know, who I'm picking for the playoffs out of that division. I'm only picking 2 because the AFC is so deep. I don't know if a division is going to get 3 teams, but – right now, I'm going to say over that they can sneak in as a wild card, so they got to get more than 9 wins or 9.5. So I'll say over.
Let's go with the over. Let's go with the over. We'll just go with the over. Like, we can be generous today. I think parity kicks in. I think the over. Let's go with the over.
All right, we got time quickly for the most bet overs. We will rapid fire. Number one most bet over at BetMGM, the New England Patriots over 7.5. Bucky, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with that. Patriots are going to be better. Bill Belichick will show his genius. He show his ingenuity this year. Mac Jones will play better. I'm over.
7. That division is no joke. I don't think they're making the playoffs. And the over-under is 7. I think they're going to get
7.5. 7.5.
All right, so I'm going to go under. I think they win 7 games.
7, exactly. All right, here we go. Number 2, Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Over-under 8.5. Bettors are all over the over. Chris?
8.5. I think they're definitely going to be better. I will go over. I think they can get 9. Think they can get 9.
No, not with that quarterback. Mm-mm. Under. Wow. Under, under. It's a wrap.
You done with Russ.
Yeah, it's over.
All right, last one very quickly. You guys mentioned them at the top of the show. The Pittsburgh Steelers, over, under, 8.5. The bettors are all over the over. Bucky Brooks.
Oh, Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's getting it done. You saw how they whooped up on the Buffalo Bills. I know it's preseason, but they're ready to go. This is a much better team. Kenny Pickett is going to be – he's going to make a major league. Give me the Steelers.
I'm definitely going over. Man, who in that division is not going to make the playoffs? I mean, is it simple as Cleveland and Pittsburgh? But you're right, Bucky. Pittsburgh, we know the defense is going to be legit. We know Tomlin is going to get the most out of them. And the offense is looking much better. So that's going. And I like Cleveland, too. So that's tough. But I'm going over on that one for sure. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Bucky Brooks, and for Rob Parker. 2 hours left. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.